What do you got? What do you got?
You ain't got shit.
Merry Christmas. We're back again.
Oh, hell no. Who's doing that?
Oh, stuff? Hell no? I ain't even got introductions out of the way yet. Y'all are already stopping me? Should I start over? I'm not going to start over. Y'all know better. There's no starting over.
I know what you're
doing.
There's
no starting over. You know what I'm doing now.
Oh,
that's fucking stupid.
Listen, I asked a question.
These people ain't heard from us in fucking years. Nigga.
I asked a question. Did we want to get started? And everybody said yes until I pressed the record button. Now, can I do my introduction?
All right. 5 seconds.
Welcome back to Drunk Tank. You got James. You got Kyle, one of our regulars.
No.
Amanda's here. She doesn't want to say her name, but I'll fucking say her name. She's back again. And they was having a heated discussion over fucking dogs, apparently.
Y'all mean breeds.
Oh, I thought y'all were talking about fucking dogs.
The meanest.
Y'all fucking mean dogs?
The meanest. The dog okay. You want at your house.
What kind of dog do you want at your house?
I want a rot or a hound dog.
You want a rot or a hound dog?
Doberman.
Amanda's talking in the background like, why you want a hound dog though? Like, no, bro, you gotta come in here and talk.
I'm taking a Doberman or a fucking rot. That's it. That's
why?
Just because they know.
We jumped right into this podcast. No that fucking was, segue, was, nigga. We're on no music. We're
nobody,
in it to win it.
Ain't nobody.
So you want a rot or a hound dog?
Doberman.
A Doberman. Did you say hound dog too?
First time.
What's your first pick?
First pick, rot.
Rot. You know why I like rots? It's just loyalty, man. They fuck with you and you only. Like, you and your family. Introduce them to their
they
life.
They hate other dogs. They don't hate people.
No, they just hate
pit
everything.
Bulls
no,
hate
listen.
Everybody.
No, that's not true either. Listen, my experience with Rottweilers is like they fuck with the people that they fuck with.
Okay.
And there's like three of them. And then fuck everybody else.
Can you please bring phone as a dog person? I need you to bring phone on yourself.
The dog person needs to come in here and chit-chat.
No.
Yeah.
We'll keep it going.
You got a whole nother door you could be smoking out of where people could hear you. She's trying to get the dog back inside so she can talk shit with us.
My shit's out. Your
what
shit's
are you doing
in.
Trying to take my twisted tea? As soon as we talk about dogs, and Kyle says pits are murderous.
And pits are not. Pits were bred to be child protectors.
Pits are babies.
And nanny dogs.
Pits are babies.
Dogs. That's what they are.
But
they
if you want
to.
If you.
Over time bred to be.
They're emotional. Partners. They're emotional. So.
Over time. They were, though. They
I'm just going to let them argue it out.
People wanted them to be fighting dogs just because their dogs are intensely stronger than every dog out there.
She's saying not pits.
My opinion.
Jesus Christ.
My opinion on pits are they're emotional. So.
They are super emotional.
You train
are.
Them.
If you hurt their feelings.
You
they,
train
the
them to be mad, they're going to be fucking
more
mad.
More emotional than humans ever thought
you train
about
them
being.
To be happy, they're going to be fucking happy.
That shit's annoying. That's why I don't like pits.
Keep
they're
pissing
too emotional.
Them off. They're going to be fucking pissed off, man.
A rot could get pissed off and be like, bitch, pits are like I'm fucking killing your whole family.
What do you mean what? You in here or not? This is the segue back into
they're
podcasting.
They're too emotional.
Kyle.
Any dog.
Oh, hold on. They can't hear you. Speak loud.
No?
You gonna let me do my thing right quick? Kyle, where you been, Doc? We're starting over. New podcast. New year, new us.
What
up? We might have just a podcast this year, but it don't matter.
Super segue.
Super segue. I just started the recording. Y'all don't even know. Amanda brought it up.
So they don't know what the fuck we did before. That's good.
Huh?
That's good shit.
What did we do before?
They don't have to know. We'll just start right now. Y'all probably ain't heard from shit in about a year. Maybe two.
So what are we going to talk about tonight?
I don't know. We tried the first time. That shit went south real quick.
What went south?
The fact that we had no fucking clue what the hell was going on. This is their drunk tank for a reason.
I feel like we're getting old school Kyle right now. This nigga's being vague than a bitch. So anyways, we were sitting here. We've been drinking. We have some company. They was lame and left early. So they was having a heated discussion about dogs. And I was like, fuck it. Let's podcast it. So here we are. Now we're struggling to come up with something
That's
to say
real.
All of a
that
sudden.
That is real. At least you went real with it.
Dogs are like people.
Dogs are like people. Come tell the people about it.
I slightly agree.
Come tell our fans about it.
I tell them all about it.
Alright. Dogs are like people. But.
No, you no train butts? Their. No, you. Right. They strive to be what you want them to be. If you want them to be a fighter, they're going to be a fighter. If you want them to be a protector, they're going to be a protector, right? Dogs are literally people on four legs. That's all there is.
You
they
are
have
true.
The same. They have the same mindset. They. What do people want? Strive to be.
My argument is: was there any other breed that said "fuck all that noise"? I'm fucked.
A hard-headed dog. The only ones that I.
I'm talking like no humans involved. Feral. Like.
What do you mean?
Like what is, like, not accepted in as far as like trying to make a dog feral.
We're not trying to make them wild. We're trying to tame them.
Okay, more but shepherds now are the only dogs.
What
do you mean?
What's the one that has a hiccup?
Hold on,
like,
hold on. Let me stop.
You can teach them, but they'll have a quirk. It's like, oh, good luck.
Any dog like him, he doesn't listen
apologize.
To me when I...
We have no mute buttons. Yeah, I have to listen to me sneeze.
When
and
I
argue.
Tell him to shut the fuck up, barking at somebody. He's still doing what in his
but
mindset
is there a
is
breed
right.
that's harder to do that to?
German shepherds, maybe. Well, agreed. I don't know. That's hard to debate because they are actually, as a groomer, I don't like grooming them just because they're very mean.
You also realize, you said they're like humans. They have to be born.
But shepherds strive to please their owners, so they
and they have to be born, I keep saying burn. They have to be born with a quirk in them that even if you had them as a young puppy, they either love their owner too much and start snapping at a motherfucker, or they just do it anyway.
Let's get to brass tacks. All right, let's start with Amanda. What dog would you never own just because you don't
that's
trust?
A better question.
I don't know. That's okay, as a groomer or
never
as a
would
family,
own.
Just as a dog
as a,
person.
As a family person. That's, and you know dogs.
I wouldn't.
You're the expert here on dogs.
I wouldn't groom a shepherd, but I mean, I have to, obviously.
But would you own one?
Maybe. Okay, go get you a bottle of water, Billy.
This is...
Give us a quick timeout. We'll divert to Kyle. Kyle, what dog would you not have in your house?
Pits. Fuck them. All the way.
But you grew up around pits.
Rottweilers.
No, but you have pits heavily in your life. Can we agree to that?
And I don't like them.
Elaborate. Why not?
Actually, you know what? It's not even... She's right. It's not the fucking dogs themselves. It's the people, the owners, if you will.
Well, you know, I have a pit.
And
your just jumped off the couch as we're speaking.
Yours is a don't fuck with my family.
He's a baby. He's
a
baby.
All I'm saying is...
You just don't trust him?
I don't. Because one day they'll be like, nope, fuck you.
I've had...
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the humans...
I've had five pits. And I'm talking about as babies, grew them up on my own, never had a problem.
I said human interaction.
Now, here's another deal. I've had, like, three strays that I didn't trust, but I didn't know what they went through beforehand.
Actually, let's backtrack. This is going to sound fucking shiesty as fuck, but...
Well, the question is...
I don't like
before we go too far. Before we go too far, the question is, what pit... So, pit is your answer to... What dog would you not have in your
but
house
why,
for your choice?
Why? That's why I wanted to backtrack. It's not the dog, it's the owner.
Right. I agree with that. Here's the problem. The only dog that might fight back to your bullshit might be a pit.
Mm-hmm. Because they're emotional. They
is
know
that what you're
you.
Worried
they
about?
You.
They are emotional. Very emotional. Is that what you're worried about?
Not me personally. Just motherfuckers that shouldn't own dogs.
No, I asked in your household. You had your own house. You what dog?
I mean, you're
even...
a cat person. I was going to say that you're a cat person.
I understand.
So,
but we were talking about dogs and everybody
had
an opinion.
If you had to force a dog on you, what would you...
What one would you absolutely say no to? Even though you wanted a dog.
It wouldn't be a pit, to be honest with you. It would be a
really?
Fucking German Shepherd, bro.
Shut up. No, I'm going to persuade you out of that. Well, okay, no, I can't because...
Or maybe a Chihuahua, because that shit...
No!
Chihuahua.
No, no, that's even worse.
So, all right, I'll divert the question. We're not getting where we need to be, so we'll divert the question back to the expert, the dog groomer, the person that knows the most about dogs probably than anybody. What dog would you not allow in your house?
See, here's the problem. I'm saying this from a groomer standpoint and not somebody who, As a take family dog, maybe a shepherd.
Take it as a groomer for sure, but
a
take
shepherd
it,
or a what?
Because that's where you get your expertise from.
Shepherd would be great because they're very loyal. They're very they do their fucking job.
But take
that,
it as in a what dog would you not have as a pet?
They're just mean though. I feel like
shepherds.
Yeah,
all there
shepherds,
it is.
All like shepherds.
That's all
German shepherds.
Just German shepherds.
Okay, even Belgian Malamaws.
There we go. That's what we wanted to hear.
So,
what's a Belgian Malamaw?
They look just like a shepherd, except they're flat coated and they're skinny. They are true canine police dogs. What you see is a Belgian, not a shepherd.
Gotcha.
If they're
fat,
hairy,
fluffy motherfuckers.
So flat fuffies are German shepherds. Skinny. That look, they're just flat coated. They're real skinny, probably no more than 45
yeah,
50 pounds.
Yeah, no, the ones I'm talking about, they're fucking mean.
Then, we started with pits with you, now we're on shepherds.
Motherfucker, we started that shit. We went back in time.
I don't know. The only dog that I wouldn't allow in my house.
Motherfucker, you ain't even answered.
What would you? Yeah.
I'm trying to get to me. I was just trying to get there.
Go ahead.
Give me a second. So, just stray dogs, I'm real cautious about. I don't really care about the breed. Mm. Just adult.
That doesn't
adult
answer the question.
I'm trying to get there. Adult stray dogs. I've had three pits, and all three of them that I didn't raise turned out to be mean. Now, I was in the hood. I lived in the hood at the time, so you're gonna get hood pits. If you get a hood pit, you're probably not gonna be able to fucking change him. He's just mad and mean and. That's just all there
humans
is to it. He gets an emotion, and that's all there is to it. So, yeah, I distrust other people's pits a lot. But here's the thing. I don't fuck with dogs unless they belong to me. I do not like dogs. Like, if they belong to other people. Like, if I show
I'm
up at your house, I didn't know you had a dog, you're going to have to come out here and greet me. I just don't fuck with dogs in general. If I show up to your house and you got a cat, I'm not real worried about your cat attacking me, but
we don't know the demeanor of the dog.
Yeah, no, you could have like the fucking most docile dog in the world. If you really want to
know,
you
can have mean cats that'll fuck your
you
whole.
You really
want to
know
up
a breed that I've never owned?
But
I don't fuck with Pomeranians. You know why? They're fucking loud and obnoxious. Am I right? Yeah, everybody's nodding their head.
God damn.
Yo,
yes, agree with me. They're just yappy little bitches. Like, I would never
just
own a Pomeranian.
Like
this shit's
my grandmother bred Pomeranians.
I'm trying to stab a dog now.
And they're the most yappiest pieces of shit. No, like, maybe worse than Chihuahuas on yappiness.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what Chihuahuas are like golden
they
standard.
They just know
bark.
Shut
your fucking mouth.
Yeah, but at least the Chihuahua's trying to back it up. They ain't got
that's
the
true, actually.
They ain't got their way up. The
Chihuahuas are super loyal and will never attack a weird motherfucker.
A Pomeranian is just going to bark.
Pomeranians are fucking evil.
So, no, I don't fuck with Pomeranians. They're fucking loud and obnoxious.
Pomeranians take the cake on the evilness.
Everybody thinks they're fucking cute. My grandmother used to sell
no
bitches
have
for
you
like
ever been bitten on the ankles
piece,
by one bitch? I'm trying to eat that motherfucker.
Just, they're not cute. They're annoying. That's it.
They're not cute. They're annoying.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I grew up with
they're expensive.
Hoes. I grew up with every fucking dog. Jesus Christ.
You grew up with every dog?
Holy fuck.
What?
Because everything we're talking about is like dogs we clearly fucking grew up with. Pomeranians
Chihuahuas
were fucking evil. And so were German Shepherds.
I grew up with Chihuahuas. And that's
chows.
Funny.
Well, we're
fuck
not
those
even talking about Chihuahuas, though.
But here, oh, you want to talk about chows? My boss has
I love
chows.
No,
eight.
He
I love chows.
He just wants, that's security. All
two
it is.
Ferals that I own, that I groom. And I have to groom these
ferals.
Ferals
of a chow?
Yeah, they're feral.
You're saying
like,
they're wild?
So even she can't, like,
they are,
so they live with her, but like even if she calls them ferals and they live with her, obviously that means
so
something.
She knows her
so
shit.
So they bring
they're
them
crossbreeding
them
motherfuckers.
Do they bring
wolves
them like fucking
so
muzzled already?
Huh?
Do they bring them like muzzled and shit? Or
well, so she, I mean, they live with her and
you're saying
I'm
they're
sure
feral.
She's well, they don't like bite her or anything, but as far as grooming, she
God
calls them feral.
They're evil
just because
yeah
they're
yeah
mean
yeah
as
okay
fuck. And she says,
so
like, to chase
them.
When
you groom them, do you muzzle them?
I don't ever muzzle a dog unless it bites me first.
I didn't fucking wide-eyed because I thought you were
no
crazy.
No, I was...
dogs, no. You might have a fucking oil over your
well
skin.
Well, why
like,
would
bitch,
you...
she fucking fucks with dogs, nigga. That's my nigga.
Like, well, she does this for a living, so there's that.
Like, the other animals could be like, no, she knows.
You don't want to piss them off to begin with, because I'm then just, they're already
that was fucking retarded, but my point is, dogs aren't stupid. They know.
They do. Know.
So pits are my least worry. I know a lot of people
I take that back. Pits are dumb as fuck.
They're just dumb,
they're
man.
Babies.
Like, they're big fucking babies. If you raise them,
I'm just kidding.
Literally trained to protect.
I'm literally just kidding because of the fact that them pits are fucking way too.
You're used to.
They're way too loyal.
You're used to.
And the moment they don't have that loyalty, that's a problem.
Maybe. Like,
I'm talking about the ones that get left alone and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Let's change the subject a little bit because we ain't trying to get heartfelt just yet. All right, what's your favorite dog breed, Amanda?
All right, let's go favorites.
Hold on, we're going favorites on Amanda.
Poodle and an Aussie.
A poodle and an Aussie?
Yeah, two. I'm going to give you my top two.
All right.
Poodles and Aussie. I may own a pit, but my favorite breeds are poodles and Aussies.
Okay, well, why are they your favorites?
Just
talk about it.
Poodles are smart, and they are truly one-owner dogs from the beginning. Truly... like Gigi, the one we got, she was a one-owner dog. She's heartbroken.
For anybody who doesn't understand, Gigi is a foster dog that we had. We fostered her for a few weeks. Found her a nice, safe home. But she was a sweet puppy. She just wanted love. If you didn't give her love, she'd force you to give her love.
Yeah. She came from being just a
breeding dog.
She was breeding.
That or at least kenneled all the time. Yeah, she was definitely not around people very often.
No, so
like
she loved
compared
kids,
to our pit, we have a pit, and compared to our pit, who is very social when he wants to be,
versus her,
she would hide in a corner.
Yeah.
When she wanted love, she wanted love, but like our dog knows time and place, you know, like he reads the room. She was just like, I'm either going to hide or you're going to pet me. That's all there is to it.
What breed was that? I'm already
pet. It was
a
poodle.
She's a standard poodle, yeah. So poodles are just one-owner dogs. They're very loyal, very sweet, very...
But she was heartbroken, for sure.
She was.
So that was your favorite?
She was heartbroken, for sure, while she was here. She wasn't very active.
She loved kids in general, but, like, you could just tell she just sad and depressed. All she'd known was kennel life. Like, she didn't know anything.
She didn't know how to be a house dog. She didn't know how to be an inside dog. Because we had her inside and she just, like, had nothing to do with it.
Aussies, though, okay, second, let's get to a second breed. Aussies, just because they're smart, they're determined, they're hardworking, they listen,
Aussies.
They take on quick.
It's a rare-ass fucking breed.
Aussie/Collie. So I'm just going to say Aussie/Collie, just because they're almost the same.
My cousin has an Aussie that you've seen. Cowboy?
Not rare, just, like, money-wise.
Cowboy
Aussie dog.
Cowboy out of Tony's house? Just super high energy, man.
Yeah, very
energetic. The one that tried to bite you?
No,
not the one that bit me.
They have to be worked.
Not the one that... He didn't try to bite me. That nigga bit me.
I will say they are kind of snappy. They are probably
It wasn't an Aussie, though. It wasn't an Aussie. I don't remember. He was Australian Shepherd or some shit. But he was big and aggressive.
He was chill until he wasn't.
Yeah, no.
It was weird.
He was like, leave me alone and I'll leave you alone, but... You fucking
sometimes
get my territory.
You would leave me alone,
yeah,
and
you
would
get,
still be
you get,
like, fuck
you.
You
get my face, and I'm over it. Kyle, what's your favorite breed, and what dog would you own?
I'm going to Rot.
Why?
Yeah, there you go.
Honestly, just biased. I grew up with them. There's, like, no good fucking journey of, like, they're angry and they're fucking mean.
Have you ever owned a Rot, or you
I
just
have
living
grown
out?
Up, like, a lot. Just,
well, what was her name? His name.
Lightning. He was black.
Solid black, no brown?
Solid black. Well, besides the eyebrows.
The eyebrows got to be brown.
No, it was, that was my shit. And after that...
Explain your dog to us. What did
I
you
turn
do?
Into
what,
a cat.
What did you do that made you fall in love with Rots?
Yeah. What was his demeanor like?
Honestly, the whole, everything we've been saying with the, like, loyalty, like, just knowing, because I knew him as a puppy, and when he got older, he knew I was the whole way.
Yeah.
I've had dogs that are like, I knew you for 5 seconds, and I'll bite your nuts off if you ever fucking come to my house again.
It's kind of like the girl personal attachment. Like, they know when you're sick, and they know when you don't feel good, and
that's what it is about rots. That's,
was he inside or outside dog?
He was a, when we first got him, he was an inside dog. And then we put him outside.
Just put him on a big chain?
No.
Most
he needed
did it back in the day.
His name, yeah. Matter of fact, his name was fucking Boss.
Boss.
And he was probably like 10 times bigger than any fucking small human. And it was crazy. But he was so loyal.
I love Rottweilers. They're one of my favorite breeds. But I'm going to tell you a story growing up. So we, it's a lot to explain, but I'll try to make it quick. My uncle and aunt lived in a house. They owned the house. We lived in the house next door, which I don't even fucking know if it was a rent house or what. I was like 3 or 4, maybe, when I lived there. So then we moved, and my aunt and uncle's son moved in, and he had Rottweilers. But we were always at my uncle's house, and we just knew, like, you didn't cross uncle's house into nephew's house. Because he had Rottweilers, right?
There's a kitten over there.
And he had, man, I wish, I know her name any other day of the week, but now that I'm trying to explain to you, I can't remember the name. The name's slipping me for now. But, I rode my bike through her circle one day. She had a big, fucking thick log chain that, like, she needed, because she was no joke. And I rode my bike by accident through her little circle where see where she cleared all this grass out, and it was just pure dirt where the chain would drag, right? And I rode my bike through it by accident. And I panicked and paused for a second. She just looked at me, and I froze, man. Like, if she wanted to eat my ass, she would have.
How old were you?
I was maybe 5 or 6.
Oh, shit.
And she was
you
like,
can't win at that point.
She was like, she just kind of looked at me like, I finna eat your ass.
Yeah,
and
there's
so,
no winning.
So I immediately moved out of her circle. And when I moved out of her circle, then she lunged at me.
Mm-mm.
Like, she knew.
Really?
Yeah, she knew.
But
she
gave
me,
lunge at you while
she
you were...
gave me the time of day. I
she
looked
was
at
like,
her.
Motherfucker, if you move again, that's right.
Yeah, I looked at her. She looked at me.
She was letting you
like,
get out of her safe space.
You got 5 seconds, dog.
And James sits
and
alone.
I took maybe 0.5 seconds to get the fuck out of her way. And she lunged.
Because that's
at me.
How scared you are.
And,
I had to move, but it wasn't fast enough for her.
She didn't eat me. She pretended like she tried afterwards. But she did not eat me. Thank fucking God. Because she probably would have swallowed me whole, bro. So I got out scot-free. Just paid more attention. After that, riding my bike and shit. But yeah, no, Rottweilers are my shit. But the Rottweilers that grew up next door to my uncle's house, my cousin owned these dogs, and he had another dog, Rebel. Like, which luckily I'd learned my lesson. Rebel, sir, the dog that lunged at me, Rebel, was his mom. And he was full blood rot. I don't know who he bred with. I don't know how he got bred. But anyway, she had puppies, and she had Rebel. So she died, and he kept Rebel. And when I went to his house, you just don't even fucking go anywhere near Rebel, dog.
Who you was?
No, Rebel was even worse than she was, bro.
Fuck that.
Like, he loved them, but you were not a new person showing up at the house and just chilling. If Rebel was off the leash, bro, like, no. Big old log chain. Just
like
his mama.
I like dogs that are like that. Like, they know you, but fuck everybody else.
My favorite breed's hard. I love Rottweilers. I told y'all that story just because I had the only bad experience I ever had with dogs growing up was that.
But they're still your favorite.
I love Rottweilers.
I've had horror stories with both these dogs.
My hands down favorite breed is Rottweilers. Yes. Second,
that is mine too.
My second is Dachshunds. But only problem with Dachshunds is they're just yappy. You can't do the yappy. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. Ain't nobody need all that damn barking and shit. But one dog that I've never had in my house, like, man, I just don't have one. I don't know, kind of like dogs are good at sensing humans and who they are and what they are. I'm pretty good with dogs. Like, when I see a dog that I know, it's just wants to fuck somebody up. I just know. Like,
yeah.
I don't have a certain breed that just, I don't have breed restrictions or whatever that I just wouldn't own. If I fuck with a dog, I fuck with a dog. Like, that's all it is, too. Oh, yeah. By the way, we got a new kitten. And his name's TBD. To be determined.
That's truly his name, for sure.
TBD, what's up?
We're going to call him Mr. T.
Fuck it.
I wanted a stupid name.
White cat. And he's got some orange ears and a little orange on the back of his head and shit, but he's mostly white.
White and orange, a little bit.
White, and he's got some orange spots on him and shit. That's Mr. T.
Yeah.
And he's mean as fuck. He's meaner than a Rottweiler.
Yeah,
he fucked my whole hand up the other day, didn't he?
Yeah, his tail is really orange. I bet his dad was orange dad.
But he's sniffing around. That's why we're kind of getting quiet. We're just kind of watching him sniff around. Are you on
he
fire?
Was feral. He followed the kids home from
wherever the fuck they was walking at.
And we just kept him. So,
anyways, we got some. I don't know. We got some news that I kind of want to talk about.
What's that?
It's a quick transition to what is this?
Pain medicine for the cat.
He just got neutered. So, wanted to get your opinion. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know a little bit. So, we'll catch Kyle when he comes back. Hawaii is on fucking fire.
I know. I saw that.
You showed me this, the reason I know, but the before and after pictures were
devastating.
Insane.
Tremendous.
Yeah. I've never seen anything
can't
like
imagine.
It.
Imagine.
See,
I get emotional. That's why I can't podcast.
Kyle brought it up to me on the way here when I went to meet up with him.
It's life-altering. Like, what do you do?
And he was like, it's hot here, but it's nothing compared to Maui right now.
Right.
Yeah, just, no, life-altering for sure, but, like,
what
man,
started
what
it?
Do
was
do?
It was it like, the elements that started it? Was it a volcano?
Apparently it's so hot there that
what?
It's just,
are you
it just
hey,
while you're here,
Maui.
What
yes.
caused it?
Was it the
volcano.
Elements? I was told.
The volcano?
Oh, see, I was just told it was the elements.
So I was
that
told,
it was just
I was told
hot.
Heat, just as hot, plus the volcano.
I was told there was no volcanoes that went off, so I don't know. Maybe I need
it
to investigate
hot,
it.
Maybe.
So none of us know. We're just gonna talk about it, and none of us know.
We're just,
perfect.
Let me hear me my phone.
That's all right. Horrible.
Kyle, what do you know about it?
Volcano.
Volcano. That's all you got?
Maybe.
Maybe. What's the maybe?
Volcano.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
All right. All I know is one of the fucking major islands on Hawaii is on fire. And it has pretty much destroyed,
okay, so,
we'll say, at least a quarter of the island at this point. Or is it, I don't know, is it more?
It was elements. So it was the elements. It was just
it was
the
heat,
brush
right?
fire had already ignited, it
yeah,
says.
That's,
and
that's
then
right.
the island.
That's
so,
why I said I don't know.
But there were storms coming in, so the winds, of course, made it go ablaze. So, that's all.
So,
basically.
How much of Maui is destroyed now? She's going to look it up for us. And I'm going to watch Kyle raise his eyebrows to his beer.
I think it was a tiny city. I don't know anything.
Well, yeah, it's tiny because they're tiny islands, but
there's nothing
it's devastating
left.
To the state,
you better
right?
run, motherfucker.
So you got, you know.
No seconds.
No.
No, they actually evacuated.
It's a
these
tiny ass state,
they seen
bro.
It coming. They evacuated a lot of people before it actually started. All jokes aside, a lot of motherfuckers got out.
Well, 13,000 people have had to evacuate.
13,000
yeah.
people evacuated.
And that was at the beginning. Mind you.
And what's the population of Maui? While she looks that up.
That was just northwestern Maui. So.
Northwestern Maui.
What's the
okay.
system?
So like I said, about a quarter.
271 structures were destroyed or damaged.
That's it? Just
I'm just trying to give
Google,
like a summary.
Google the population of Maui real quick. 271 homes. I can't imagine it's more than 100,000 people.
I've been through a street that had that many people.
I imagine it's a lot smaller than that.
As of 2011, okay. Which was...
Yeah, no, nobody was seeing this shit.
There's an estimated 156,674.
156,000 people. And 270 fucking homes burned?
Yeah, I mean, but that's just like one section, I'm sure.
I have no
that's
idea.
A lot, though. You know?
Yeah, it is.
It's probably not an eighth, but that's a lot. Not quite.
It's,
he's still Googling. Dude, he's still Googling.
I don't know. I don't live there.
It's just sad.
Well, it is sad. It's very sad. I mean, it's hot here, you know? Like, just one fuck up, you know? Like, one... I don't know. Everything's dry. Like,
it says Lahaina. I don't want to pronounce that wrong. Town on Maui is almost totally burnt to the ground.
The entire town?
Yeah, that whole town is fucked.
We can't imagine...
at least 53.
That's what I was reading, was 53 deaths.
Can't imagine that town's very big. Regardless, it's devastating.
I don't know. Fuck that. Don't live near volcanoes. I don't know what to tell you.
But it was a volcano. It was heat.
It was heat. They love volcanoes in Hawaii.
Everything's dry. Here's the thing. It's like we're a second away from that here in Texas. Like it's been...
It's 107 outside.
So let me put it in perspective. I've been telling this story all day. I'm going to tell it again. We average 15 days a year over 100 degrees.
That's shitty.
That's an average. But we've already had 30 this year. We have 10 more days in August in the near forecast of 100 plus degrees.
I remember it being that hot though when I was pregnant.
Mm. I remember being that hot when
no,
I was going
listen,
up.
We have hot summers. It's fucking Texas. And we
Texas don't give a fuck.
Close to the equator and shit.
That so bitch is bipolar as fuck.
All I'm saying is, like, we're one fucking backyard fire away.
No, it's... Texas has got a lot of... Texas is fucking huge, bro. That's the only reason you don't see where we live, because Texas is so fucking vast. You got, like, the desert, you got the Greenlands, you got the highlands, the uplands.
Absolutely, but...
Like, we're on the low... It's fucking hot. We're on the ass end of fucking Tornado Alley, so we get a lot of humidity, which is why we get storms like the motherfucking asshole and fucking the devil.
Well, at this point, all I'm saying is everything is dry right now. It wouldn't take anything to set a town on fire here.
No, not at all.
Wipe a town out, it wouldn't take
shit,
man.
What happens in Texas a lot, but just not where we live.
Especially with those winds.
Texas is fucking huge, bro.
Shout out to firemen, though. Shit.
Hey, for real, fuck that. Nigga, I don't even like going outside. Y'all do that shit for real.
You know, I used to want to be a paramedic when I was growing up.
It's that, like, the golden standard of what...
Well,
you
mentioned that to me before. You mentioned it as an adult that you might have wanted to be a paramedic.
Yeah.
What changed?
I don't know. I was just talk grooming at such a young age. That's all.
I don't think you can do you.
And then
you might see some shit and be like, no.
See, that's the second person who's told me that, who said I'm not mentally strong enough. Just and maybe that's not a bad thing.
It was the first person who told you that.
It's not a bad thing. Be a psychiatrist.
You know, I mean, take a guess. You could probably tell me.
It doesn't matter.
I was
hoping it wasn't me, but
no,
I feel like I said some
husband.
Things like you.
Told me I could never handle that. So, but, I was just taught dog grooming, so that's all I know.
I've heard
and
the
then
same
I had
shit
kids.
From
so.
Were like 12 talking about, I rolled up on some niggas that was dead, bro. They were crazy.
I just
find it really fascinating.
No, just the whole, like, probably don't do that, because I know you too well.
Well, look, guys, we had an impromptu podcast. And
I'm glad we stopped at 30 fucking minutes.
We mostly, mostly talked about animals. So, hope you enjoyed it. If
the
not,
best part's the end of it. Shut
if not,
fuck up.
I guess it's more for us than it is you, but.
Yeah, I had fun.
We're gonna label this. Pick your pet, pick your poison. That's gonna be the name of it, right?
There you go.
Alright, anybody else got anything to say before I set it off?
Any closing
statements?
Probably fucking do it again.
Fucking do it again.
History loves to repeat itself.
You got to. Kyle, give me my beer back.
What the fuck? That's mine.
Ah!
Psych.
Okay, love you, bye.